Durr paused.
Let me buy you a drink, Doc.
Let me let you.
They stepped over to the bar. Durr waved at the tender who lumbered toward them.
Two Coruscant coolers.
As they waited for the drinks, Durr said,
What do you know about Philba the Hutt?
Josh shrugged.
He's the supply sergeant, processes requisitions, changes in orders from upstairs, that kind of thing. Smells like he uses the swamp for cologne.
Philba can be a pain in the glutes, but he seems to do his job pretty well. Or maybe I should say jobs. He's got his pudgy little fingers into everything, seems like. He's even in charge of the Boda shipments.
Durr was about to take a sip of his second drink. He stopped and lifted an eyebrow instead of his mug.
Excuse me?
That's what I hear, Joss said.
Blade's given him full control over processing, harvesting, and shipments. The spy had been on this miserable, soggy mudball of a planet for more than 2 standard months now, and was intensely, seriously sick of it already. The spy missed home with an unnerving desperation. The mild weather, the ocean breezes, the subtle scents of the fern trees. The nostalgic ache was dismissed with a growl and a headshake. No point in dwelling on the past. There was a job to do, and finally, the seeds that had been planted more than a year before were starting to come to fruition. Although the exact nature of the machinations by which Count Dooku had accomplished this grand scheme were still unclear, ultimately, they did not matter. In fact, it was better to be ignorant so that, if caught, not even drugs or hypnoscans could extract the truth. Not that exposure was very likely. This new identity had been impressively documented, and the position in the chain of command was high enough that almost every piece of important data coming through could be evaluated. The spy glanced at a wall chrono, then sat down behind the large, impressive desk. Built into the desktop was a flat screen that displayed various views of the Rimsu buildings, the transport ship hangar, and the Boda processing docks. The different flat-screen scenes showed everything looking normal. That would change soon enough. In just a few minutes, in fact. A push of a button stopped the screen on the space dock, much too grandiose a term for a slab of ferrocrete 10 meters square, where the shuttle, bearing a load of processed Bota, was about to lift off. The spy watched as the transport rose silently on invisible repulsor waves. It reached the height of 1,000 meters in mere moments, dwindling to an all but impossible to see dot. Then the dot abruptly bloomed, blindingly white, becoming for a second brighter than Drongar Prime. Den Durr was thinking hard. It would soon be time for him to go back to his cubicle and dig out the small but powerful comm unit he had bought on the black market for his war assignments. It had cost him a pile of credits, but it was worth it. Disguised as a portable entertainment module, it was actually capable of sending a holo-coded message packet through hyperspace on a bandwidth that was all but undetectable by both Republic and Confederate monitor stations. The problem was, there didn't seem to be a whole lot to report. While it wasn't general knowledge that the Drongar engagement was primarily about claiming the Boda fields, it wasn't a big surprise either. Den's problem right now was that he didn't have a good story to follow. That problem didn't last long. Den was crossing the compound when he saw his shadow turn pitch black for a fraction of a second. He turned and looked up carefully, squinting so as to maximize the polarization factor in his drop tacks. Even with ambient light damped down, the bright spot overhead was intensely white, outshining the planet's sun. He heard shouting, cries of shock and alarm from behind him. Someone was standing beside him looking up. Talk, the Lordean nurse.
What happened? She asked.
Looks like the Boda transport blew up.
As if to confirm this, the sound of the explosion crashed down, vibrating the bones of those who had skeletons. A nearby clone trooper whistled in awe.
Yow! Their field must have gone critical. Probably slipped a superconductor coupling.
No way,
an Ishi-Tib tech engineer said. Others began to weigh in with their opinions on what had caused the transport's destruction. Dan walked away, thinking. One thing was for sure. Philba was going to have his own meltdown over this, if he hadn't already. Dan pursed his lips thoughtfully, then changed his direction. Dan approached the ops building, which housed the supplies in the comm station, with a little trepidation. Though he'd only been on Drongar for a few days, he knew Philba of old. They'd first crossed each other's paths on the rainy world of Jabim, during one of the Republic Army's last stands. Dan had been reporting on the battle, and Philba had been a requisitions officer who was dabbling in the weapons black market. Philba was a craven opportunist, with dreams of being a criminal overlord, just like his hero, Jabba. Perhaps ultimately, even a Black Sun Vigo. From the few slurred hints he'd dropped now and then when in his cups. Philba's primary assignment was as quartermaster. As such, he was responsible for ordering and keeping track of any and all medical equipment, drugs, munitions and materiel, wetware, cybernetics, droids, sensors and communications gear, transport parts, food, and whatever latest spore-fighting chemicals the Republic think tanks had come up with. The Hutt also monitored the holocom station, sending and receiving orders and messages, usually between Admiral Blade and Colonel Vides, but occasionally combat instructions from the fleet admiral to clone troop commanders. These jobs would seem to be more than enough for any six beings, but apparently the Hutt insisted on keeping track of the Bota harvesting and shipments as well. If I know Philba, the reporter thought, and, mother help me, I do, his interest in the Bota is more than just a job. Philba's office was about what the reporter had expected, neat and organized, but also crammed to the ceiling struts with shelves, receptacles, and cabinets. The Hutt was facing a holoproj, conversing with someone in the reception field. That was all Den saw before a trooper stepped in front of him.
State your name and business.
Dender, reporter, Galactic Wave. Just wanted to get Philba's take on the...
The Hutt's bulk loomed behind the clone guard.
It's all right.
The guard nodded and stepped away. Philba glared down at the Sulliston.
What do you want?
Don't try to intimidate me, slugface, or I'll let some hot air out of you.
Dan had already pulled his recording rod from his pocket and was posed to record Philba's words.